Kathy, thank you again for joining us here. Okay, so I got your thesis on Zoom. I'm on board with that one. Let's talk some Robinhood. You sent the market for Robinhood in a little bit of a tizzy in early August out there buying Robinhood, pushed the stock up to close to 85. It has come back down to 46 or so. Are you buying any more? And what is your thesis right now on Robinhood?
Well, as you know, Brian, we report our trades for the ETFs at the end of every day. So we did, we picked our spots when Robinhood came public. It fell to earth, and we picked our spots at that time. It's roughly a 1% position, and we're watching it. We're looking at the payment for order flow controversy. We know that Chairman Gensler at the SEC is looking at that. That's a large percentage of Robinhood's revenues, but we actually think that not much is going to change there because the system has been so good from an execution point of view for the end investor. So we'd be surprised to see a lot change on that front. But again, we're in a situation where we have to listen to what the SEC is saying.
Sure. And I think many would agree that Robinhood is, in fact, an innovative company. So I'm not surprised to see you involved with that name, Kathy. But if let's just handicap it, if payment for orders flow is banned, do you have confidence that Robinhood could pivot its business model and still innovate and make money like it has been?
Yes, we do. Robinhood is all about the user experience. And, you know, we've been very pleasantly surprised at how many young people it has invited into the world of equities and options and so forth. I remember when my children were in high school and college, very few of them or their friends had any interest in the markets. But I think Robinhood has introduced a whole new genre to investing and thinking about their future and learning the hard way. Some have experimented with options, and you know, it doesn't take long to lose a lot of money with options, and they learn quickly. So I actually think Robinhood has done a great service to the investing community.
Kathy, I remember now you have me thinking back to high school. My teacher couldn't even get me to get the free Wall Street Journal subscription. I just didn't have any interest in it, but it's a different generation, to your point.